Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, Queensland Police Minister refutes claims Indigenous Advisory Body dismissed for calling out racism in the state's police force. The Chinese Premier at Federal Parliament for his meeting with Anthony Albanese. And a new poll shows Peter Dutton ahead of Anthony Albanese as preferred PM for the first time. The Queensland Police Minister has refuted claims that a First Nations advisory body was dismissed for raising concerns about racism in the state's force. It follows questions in State Parliament last week from Greens MP Michael Berkman, who asked Mark Ryan why the body was dismissed via email in February. The group had also expressed concerns about changes to their contracts that would prevent them from speaking publicly. The minister says there's nothing untoward about what has taken place.
The Queensland Police Service has got a very strong commitment to working with all First Nations partners right across the state. The Queensland Police Service is very committed to not only serving those discrete communities, but also First Nations people wherever they might be.
A charity that offers free bra feeding to rural women has won an award for a partnership to lift mammogram screening rates in Indigenous communities. The group called Support the Girls has taken out the exceptional Aboriginal healthcare category at New South Wales Health Murrumbidgee Excellence Awards. Organisers say screening rates are up from 9% to 74% in some areas, thanks in large part to the group's partnership with Breast Screen in New South Wales and Aboriginal health organisations. Chinese Premier Li Qiang has been welcomed into Parliament House, the first visit by a Chinese Premier in 7 years. The morning has been filled with ceremonial events before the leaders' dialogue between Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Premier Li this afternoon. The Prime Minister will emphasise the importance of talking through differences and the importance of building collaboration in areas of mutual interest during his meetings. And there's a significant police presence outside Parliament House as pro- and anti-China demonstrators gather for Premier Qiang Li's visit. Protesters have clashed, but none have been arrested. In a statement, ACT Policing said no arrests have been made and they will continue to engage with protesters at Parliament House. In the meantime, the government said it will raise concerns about imprisoned Australian writer Yang Hengjun during meetings with the Chinese Premier. Dr. Yang's suspended death sentence has been upheld by Beijing's High People's Court, and his supporters say he is being moved to a permanent prison in China after more than 5 years in a state security detention center. A Beijing court handed Yang a suspended death sentence on espionage charges in February, which the Australian government described as harrowing. Anthony Albanese said last week he would raise Yang's case with China's second highest ranked official, and Labor Senator Murray Watt says he intends to keep his promise.
This is an issue we take very seriously, and a range of ministers have continued to raise the plight of Dr. Yang for some time now, and will continue doing that today and into the future. The way we've tried to approach this relationship is cooperating on a range of issues, in particular trade, but we will continue to speak out where there are differences of opinion. That's the way that a mature relationship operates between two countries in the same region.
Federal opposition leader Peter Dutton has pulled ahead of Anthony Albanese for the first time in a major new poll for preferred prime minister. The Resolve Political Monitor poll, published in the Sydney Morning Herald and the Age newspapers, has Mr. Dutton on 36% as preferred prime minister and Mr. Albanese on 35%. Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie has told the Nine Network the poll doesn't mean Mr. Dutton is a shoo-in to win the next federal election. But she says deteriorating economic conditions are playing a big role in how people view politicians right now.
Oh, look, 12 months is a long time. We've got two major wars going on around the world. Anything can happen. I don't see economically things getting any easier for people. I do know that much. And you can really see it on the ground down here. It's really sad at the moment. Small business is getting smashed right now, and it's only going to get worse for them.
Support for the Greens has also risen from 12% to 14%. Australia has supported the final declaration of a Ukraine peace summit in Switzerland. It's one of 80 countries of the 93 involved in the summit to have approved the document, which calls for the safe use of nuclear power, safeguarded shipping navigation, and the return of unlawfully displaced children and unlawfully detained civilians. Many countries have indicated the importance of getting Russia, who started the war in Ukraine with its invasion on the country in February 2022, involved in the process. However, Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte says Russia must abide by basic standards to do so.
We need Russia to participate. But the strong message of today is that peace is only possible if Russia abides by the basic rules and values which apply to all of us. Let us not forget, this is why we together founded the United Nations in 1945.
The party of former South African President Jacob Zuma will join a group of smaller opposition parties in the country's parliament in a bid to take on the African National Congress and Democratic Alliance-led coalition government. The traditionally black-led MK Party, which got the third most votes in the election, has joined the alliance called the Progressive Caucus, which includes the Marxist Economic Freedom Fighters and the centre-left United Democratic Movement. A cargo ship has caught a light and is sinking after an attack by Yemen's Houthi militants in the Gulf of Aden. The UK's Maritime Trade Operations Group says the Verbena, a Palau-flagged cargo vessel, has been evacuated, including one crew member who was reportedly seriously injured in the strike. The Houthi rebels have launched dozens of attacks on international shipping in the Red Sea region since November in solidarity with Palestinians in the war between Israel and Hamas. The attacks have upended global trade by forcing ship owners to reroute vessels away from the vital Suez Canal shortcut and drawn retaliatory US and UK strikes since February. And Muslims around the world are marking Eid al-Adha, or the Feast of Sacrifice, as the annual Hajj pilgrimage comes to an end. This year, close to 2 million people made the holy journey. Imam Ahmad Qasem in Sydney says it is a very significant day for his community.
This is the day of sacrifice. It commemorates the willingness of Abraham, the Prophet, peace be upon him, to sacrifice his son in obedience to Allah's commandment. So that was a lesson for Ibrahim to put Allah first, to put God first in his life. And this is a message for us as well, to put members of our community before ourselves, to give up selfishness, to dig deep, to sacrifice some of our time and some of our wealth.
And to sport, in football, England and the Netherlands have started their Euro 2024 campaigns with victories on day three of the competition. A goal from Jude Bellingham in the 13th minute has given England a 1-0 win in their Group C game against Serbia in Gelsenkirchen. The Netherlands overcame an early goal from Poland to come from behind and win 2-1 in Hamburg. Striker Cody Gakpo, who scored one of the goals for the Dutch, says Poland were a tough opponent.
Poland is a very, very good team. They showed that again today. They defended very well. In some moments, they even attacked very well. Had some good opportunities, stopped us in some good opportunities. But luckily, we scored one more than them.
And now having a look at the weather around the country, Brome, sunny 31, Perth, partly cloudy 20, Adelaide, similar forecast 16, Melbourne, partly cloudy 13, Hobart, showers 11, Albury, Wodonga, sunny 14, Canberra, cloudy 13, Wollongong, a shower or 2, 16, Sydney, similar conditions 18, Newcastle, a shower or 2, 17, Brisbane, sunny 20, Townsville, similar forecast 27, Cairns, sunny 27, Alice Springs, also sunny 26, Darwin, sunny 32, and the Torres Strait Islands, a mostly sunny day ahead and a top of 28 degrees. And that is an ITV Radio News.